Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. One year ago this September, the Lord spoke. I was in my office preparing for a VFN family gathering as we're all coming together around the nation. And he spoke to me, and I want you to hear this. This is something I was sharing during that time. And it's amazing how that's what's taking place today. Listen up.
You're very significant because I went for a time of preparing for the message when God was speaking to me about what I'm speaking to you about this weekend. And as you know, we've been through the progression of getting the things done at the hub. And my office actually used to be where we're standing now. A lot of things happen right here in this office. And then we moved to a new location. So to be able to pull this a little bit, to be able to have what we have now here in the studio. But as I was preparing for the message, the Lord had on my heart to hang these two pictures up. This is a picture that I got before I went to Israel to get my call. And
I'm going to make these pictures available to you on the VFN Torch so you can see them. But what I'm showing is a picture of a tree. And then the tree is, it shows the roots of the tree. It shows the base of the tree, and then It shows the leaf, the foliage of the tree, and the fruit of the tree. Mm-hmm. And of course, the roots of the tree are Israel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the vine of the tree, the trunk of the tree is Jesus, Yahshua. Mm-hmm. And then as his hands reach out and all these branches come off the vine, then that's the church, this birth. And so we're all connected, and it has the fruit. And so it had all this different fruit up in the tree. And it was an artist that did these pictures, and a limited number of them. And I had it, for quite some time to represent something very specific to me, because where God gave it to me right before he called me when I was in Israel to do to serve him. And so I'm talking about that now. I'm also on the other thing I'm talking about, and it's framed inside of a wooden frame with a glass front, and it's matted and all. And the other one is the United States Constitution, and it was framed and it was put behind glass, and these two were hanging in my office. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that was taking place at that time as I was preparing for it. So listen up.
This is a picture that I got before I went to Israel to get my call. And I don't know if you could, you may have to actually come in on this particular picture here while I'm talking about it. But this picture is very significant because it's when I actually, go ahead and come in and see if I can take a good look at it. Can you get up close to that right there? Okay, we're going to give you, there you go, you got it. Notice that right there, that in this tree right here, you have the roots, and the roots of this tree, there we go. Oh, look at that. Nice. Isn't that nice? The roots of the tree is Israel. The tree itself is Yahshua, Jesus. And up here is the church and the branches and the fruit of the church. And I was in Orlando when God actually called me to go to Israel before that prophetic word came to me that I was telling you about. And so this is very significant to me because it's about how we're integrated with Israel. And this is what my office looks like.
This is so important because this is a year ago this September where we are seeking God's perspective of Israel.
Right.
And he just opened our eyes. And this is what, and God was beginning to show me, this is what I want you to hear. I want you to understand. And he kind of made it very, very clear. Very, very clear. Listen up.
Hanging with Israel around. And so this was hanging behind one of my chairs in my office. And this other particular one, you don't have to look at it. It's the USS Constitution. I guess you can if you want to look at it. You can kind of pan over and look at that right there. But that's actually a copy. It's not the original copy of the U.S. Constitution, but it definitely is a copy of the U.S. Constitution. So these are hanging in my office here. These are hanging in my office. And as I'm preparing, and of course, the same time as when God's speaking to you about what we're doing, and he's speaking to a lot of people within the VFN family about what we're doing. So all this crescendo of choir, what God's doing. And so these are actually on my office wall, and this one of Israel literally rips off the wall so loud it was me, and the general counsel was meeting in my office that day, and Pastor Pat from VFN, Kent Summit, who's also here in the studio, like to jump out of my chair. It was so loud. He like to jump out of my chair. Yeah, and we.
It was so funny. It was so, well, it was funny at the time. It was, I can't imagine, I can't describe how loud it was.
How high did he jump?
It was, if you've never seen Pat move quick, right? It's never, it just doesn't happen. Mm-mm.
Just smooth, strolling type of guy.
I can imagine, you know, when he was a Mako and he's playing on the football team.
That, he must have glided on that field.
Well, you know, they said, let's go back and watch that in slow motion. I'm sure everybody thought they were probably watching a replay or something, you know? He just doesn't move fast. He just doesn't move fast. He moves.
He glides. I think he just glides.
Glides. He's steady. He's steady. Like boom, boom, boom. I mean, he doesn't move. And so it was such a shocker when this thing, and I'm telling you, it ripped off the office wall. I mean, it was this loud, thundering rip. I mean, it's like right behind him. It's like rap. And it just slammed to the ground. Mm-hmm. To the floor in my office, and of course, this is not spiritual or anything, but Pat levitated.
That's what
well, he wasn't. He levitated. Wasn't like Jesus ascending to the throne or anything. He was just jumping off that chair as fast as he could because it was very, very loud. Mm. Of course, I was able to see what was going on, so it didn't affect me the same way. And so, to remember the moment. I just laughed a lot. I thought it was so funny because I've never seen him move like that. And I'm going to share with you in just a moment. Listen up.
We laughed. We thought it was so funny, you know, and because he jumped out the chair and stuff. And so then it's like early in the morning hours, we rehung the picture of Israel. Nothing happened to it. It lived through this great, horrific, and it's amazing how loud you think it just would have shattered.
That's so important because, you know, God's speaking through what's going on. And the first time Israel falls, Israel and the church falls, nothing happens to it. All that ripping, all that slamming off the wall, hidden, nothing happened to the glass, nothing happened to the frame, nothing happened to the tree. Mm-hmm. It survived that first fall, that first calamity, whatever even caused it to rip like that.
And so it's about maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that, as I'm there spending my time with God. And it's sort of like Sharon talked about how God would meet me in my office. And so... And then just like it happened with Pastor Pat, it literally ripped off the wall again and hit down. And that time I literally almost threw my laptop in there. It was so loud. And it's like, are you getting it, Brother Greg?
And so, you know, God was preparing me for what he wanted to do. I mean, it was just like, I can't describe how loud it is. It's just not normal noise. And this is early on. Everything's going great in America. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks it's great. Everybody's... You know, has all this stuff going on, have no idea that what's going on in the hearts of our leaders, that they're against Israel. Mm-hmm. They're allegedly against them and wanting to do them in and all these things that's going on. And God is speaking to me early on that this is what's happening. You got to get God's perspective or begin to seek his perspective of Israel. Mm-hmm. And so the church, that picture represents the church and Israel. And we're going to go through something. We're going to go through something like we're talking about in the first hour. And if you didn't hear, they need to hear that and understand that we got to have God's perspective, that God loves us, even though he's saying, listen, have you considered the church in America? Mm-hmm. Have you considered them? Because I don't believe God's done with America, but he's done with our present attitudes. And I think he's going to do some adjusting there. And no matter where the America as a whole goes, the church in America will continue on. Mm-hmm. And this thing rips off the wall. It was so loud. I almost threw my laptop across the room. We were doing late hours. We're preparing for our first broadcast, I think, from VFN TV Studios. So we were like living on the edge of watching God birth things. And if we make this available to you on the video of it, you see Brett Holderbaum, you know, now the pastor of VFN Denver, and you see Steve Watson, brother in the Lord, they're holding these two up beside me when we're talking about it. And it was just amazing how it just ripped off. So Israel fell twice. Israel and the church fell twice in my office, and I'm talking about it here. So listen up.
You know, it's like, are you getting it? And this is Israel. At this time when it broke and it fell out, it cracked. The frame cracked. and it busted and it had to be put back together again.
So think about that. That's I'm believing the Lord is saying through, I was already preparing, he's already speaking to me, and then he made it clear by the church and Israel falling twice. And the first time it fell, it was loud. It fell with a loud crash, which sounds prophetically.
Yeah.
A prophetic statement. It fell with a loud crash, and nothing happened. It was just, you would consider it's glass. You figured it would have just totally
surely cracked something.
Yeah. And the second time, you know, it did like at 2 o'clock in the morning, and this time the wooden part of it cracked, but it stayed, you know, together. It didn't break the glass, but it cracked the frame. And I believe, I mean, this is just part of what God is bringing, this fullness of what the word is saying to me, that we're going to go through some stuff. And Israel just had a drone. They had to defend themselves from this drone flying over. And this was a year ago this September that God was speaking to us. And we have to get God's perspective, Israel. And the very fact that our current president is pushing Israel's back against the wall, and he's empowering the Muslim Brotherhood, allegedly, of all these governments around Israel, who hates Israel. I mean, they hate Israel. They believe that Israel needs to be destroyed and pushed into the sea. And we're saying that's, you know, what's the big deal about that? And now Hamas, who Iran funds, you know, in Lebanon, which is on the top of Israel, who is openly in the United Nations, just said he wants to do away with Israel. And we let them speak.
That's right.
Why our president just kind of, you know, said the future does not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. And you got to go back and listen to that, because what the president is saying, if you listen to what he's saying, if you read the Quran and you understand Christianity, which Jesus is the only way to God,
That's right.
You can't have a relationship outside Jesus Christ, having a relationship with Jesus Christ, then to say that is to defame their prophet or to slander their prophet, which means what he's saying is that the future must not belong to Christians and Jews. Because you have to just the very fact that you're saying Jesus Christ is the Son of God is to say Muhammad is a liar.
That's right.
That what he wrote down is not true. When you just say that, you're not saying he's a liar, but they would consider you a liar and you're slandering Muhammad by just saying that Jesus is the Son of God, because they're saying God didn't have a son. And Quran talks about this, but you can hear that where President Obama, this is the title of the highlight or in the VFN torch, President Obama says that the future does not belong to Christians, must not belong to Christians and the Jews. That's what he's basically saying in the context of that. And we just don't, the church just doesn't read the Bible, much less the Quran. So, you know, I said 18% this week. I think it's 17%, right? George Barnes said 17%.
19%.
So I've been saying 17, 18, 19. You know, if it's under 20% of the church is reading the word, and only 3%,
that's right,
is concerned about applying the word to their lives. Mm-hmm. And so God, he's given us the perspective and beginning to understand. And so when you see a nation stand against Israel, when you see American leadership, and listen, you're the same. You can't divide yourself from another American and say, well, that's not me. When your country does something, that's your country doing something.
That's
We're seen as one nation. We're not seen as Democrats and Republicans and independents. We're not seen as different ethnicities. We're not seen as all these different religions and stuff like that. We're seen as one nation, as a nation-wise. Mm-hmm. And then you have, of course, the nation of Christ that he's the king over, as the church. But it's not a theocracy in America. Just the American Constitution allows us to be the church and allows us to worship God freely. Well, so when you see our president, come against Israel in whatever methodology he's thinking, why he wants to do that, it's not going to be good. And what God laid on my heart was the first shot that they had to fire. The first time they fire a shot to defend themselves, then that's when it's all, you know, it's time to roll.
That's right.
Let's roll, because they should have never had to do that. We should have always stood with them as a nation and been a friend of them. And predominantly,
we always have. I mean, history has shown us that we've always have stayed together with Israel.
Well, we're Judeo-Christian foundation when you look at all of our laws and things like prudent man and all these different concepts and justice and all that comes from God.
Well, the Ten Commandments used to hang, you know, in the courtroom, you know what I mean?
That's right. It's exactly right. And so we can't fix it from the outside in. We have to fix America from the inside out, which means us, the church, we have to repent. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. So we're not going to change it politically. And I'm saying all this to say, and we'll talk more about this in a moment, because I won't play the rest of this, what happened to the Constitution in my office, is it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. I really feel, I hope it doesn't go this way. I hope it doesn't go this way. But if you go to VFN TV and you watch America, Christianity, Islam, and Israel, you'll understand, you know, God does speak. God's been speaking very loudly that, you know, many people are looking towards the election like something's going to happen in this election that's going to change the direction of our nation. Like, in other words, there's hope in a man, this man or that man. But since the issue is not the world, the issue is the church, and God's not going to bring a remedy through a man. He'll bring bondage or a pagan leadership or that type of thing over his people until we repent of our sin. I don't feel that I just hope we make it to that day.
Right.
Yeah.
There's very few, you know, government. Look at Chavez. It was murders taking place. Terrible things were going on down there in Venezuela. And they're not talking about it. They're like a legitimate person with power. It's like, really?
Exactly.
Right.
And America's the only one where we have these transition of powers pretty much. And there's very few countries that transition without any violence and that type of thing.
It really isn't a beautiful thing. I mean, if an election, when we do elect, whenever we elected a president, we see that transition of power occur. We really see the Constitution at work. And then that's beautiful that there isn't a civil unrest that with, you know, sometimes these debates or these elections get so heated and yet they become so divisive. But when it's all said and done and we elect a president, that is the president of the United States.
Yeah, but we're wanting to do away with the Constitution. That's what actually did it. You know, many people want to do away with the Constitution. Well, what happened in the context of that? And we want to pray for our the people that are running for office, pray protection over them. Definitely pray for our present leaders across the board, starting with our president down to your local school board. You know, pray for those in authority that they would hear counsel from on high, that they would stand with Israel. And that the plans of the enemy and those that are wanting to do evil things to our country, enemies of our Constitution, foreign and domestic, would not be successful and would not harm, and we would make it through this time. But listen what happened during that time. As I'm going to continue playing just a clip from a VFN family gathering that we had a year ago this September, talking about we're trying to seek God's perspective of Israel and I'm talking about the Constitution, what happened. It was not just Israel and the church that fell twice, but also listen to what happened to the Constitution.
And the Lord was speaking, the church. We got to be put back together again. It wasn't destroyed, but it fell. And it had to all come back together again.
The church.
Because I thought, yeah, this is my original call. You know, and God just met me in my office and just like, It broke the first time and it didn't, but the second time it just broke the frame and all that. So I was able to put it back together, and I was just so amazed. I'm thinking, my goodness, and this is my preparation time for this gathering. And then I go to bed and come up the next day and come into my office, and this time the U.S. Constitution ripped off the wall, and it was like this with glass frame. This Constitution. But this was shattered everywhere. It wasn't like the church in Israel where it just cracked the frame and you could put it back together again. It fell twice, second time it broke, and you could put it back together. This was just shattered over my whole office, and the office is large office, and it had glass everywhere. And it was shattered, the Constitution was shattered, so you can literally see right here where the gash is in there, because this is the same one that was in there that it just broke to pieces. And I believe the Lord's speaking to us. You know, we can throw out our chest and say, like Israel did, who are these people that come against such a great nation? Or look at the reality that we're taking God's commandments out of the courts. We're taking God out of our schools, prayer out of our schools, We're taking, trying to take God's name off our money. We're doing everything contrary to God. We're saying our leaders are saying we're no, some of our leaders, our president said we're no longer a Christian nation. We're saying we're not going to stand with Israel. Listen, the Creator, now your perspective is changing. He is not going to tolerate this. He's not going to allow this. And so what we can do is when he says, if my people who are called by my name, that's us, not the world, us, will humble ourselves and pray, right? Humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, and seek his face. Then he would hear from, remember how awesome he is outside of everything that we perceive? Hear from heaven and then what? Heal our land. So I really believe, like anything, this is what God is doing. And to confirm, right in the middle of that time is when he's talking to, you know, Brett about, Brett Sharon about VFN Colorado, and confirming it's the voice of God just spreading all over his church. And those that will hear him will be fruitful in his last days. Amen?
That's totally awesome, you know, to hear that. And it's a little clip from a year ago this September, VFN Family Gathering, where God's beginning to just open our eyes to a deeper understanding of his perspective of Israel. And it was just so eye-opening. It was so empowering. God showed up in a powerful way and just began to give us deeper understanding. Mm-hmm. And no matter how Israel responds to the church, no matter, understand that the root of that tree, the root of this tree, the root of the vine, the root of what God is doing towards the people is Israel.
Right.
That's right.
And Yahshua came from Jacob, he is a Jew. He came from and he birthed the church. He's the firstborn from amongst in the church. And so then out of Israel came Jesus, and out of Jesus came us,
That's the church.
And so we're all connected. And the reason why we're able to come in is because Israel was given a veil where they couldn't see clearly. And so that the Gentiles are able to come in, and you just need to understand, you know, God's perspective. Understanding that, knowing that, coming against Israel like this. Say what you want to, but if you went back and traced the evidence, and you brought in witnesses, and the commoner, the common plowman, if you would. See the dots connecting. It's all connected, and America's tied into that. We are the friend of Israel. We've been the friend of Israel for as long as we've been. And 1948, but we've, you know, but obviously in our founding, we've been from the very beginning. It was just, I don't go all the details about how they helped pay for our original revolution and things that were going on. They've been with us from the beginning. But with that, that now Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, is saying that they know that the only friend that they presently have are Christians. Of all the people in the world.
Wow.
Of all the people in the world, all the nations of the world, China and Afghanistan and Jordan and Mexico and Canada and Venezuela and, I mean, you go on and in India and Nepal and Africa, South Africa, and Nigeria, and Egypt. You just name all, name every nation in the world. This is what Israel says today. Its leader says that the only friend they have is our Christians. Well, this is what Jesus said. This is what he said to Israel. He said, you will not see me again. He said, you will not see me again. What does that mean? The veil will not be gone. Right?
Right.
They can't have the ability to see. Will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We, at any moment, church, at any moment, our Savior can return. At any moment, suddenly the harvest, the veil will be lifted, and suddenly the Israel will see what we should have seen for a long time, and we're going to have to catch up, because once they see, the root's going to know how to be, you know what I'm saying? And and understand that if the prime minister, and we've been praying for the prime minister for quite some time, that God would give him, obviously save Israel and protect Israel, that God would give him counsel from on high. And it's like he sees, he said very specifically to the world that the only friend Israel has in the earth today are Christians.
That's very encouraging.
Which means this, that they may see the Messiah, Yeshua.
Wow.
They may see Jesus. He said, you will not see me again. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That we could be so close. Don't listen to people talking about the Lord's not going to come back for this or this. This is what Jesus said. He said, you will not see me again until you say, and he's talking to Israel, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus said, in my name you will drive out demons. In my name, in my name, in my name. Because we come in the name of Jesus. The church comes, it's the church of, it's Jesus Christ, the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming in the name of Jesus, and we've been blessing Israel and focusing on Israel, and they're seeing that, hey, my only friend is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Right.
Which
That's
means
right.
that they may see at any moment. And at that point, you know, if you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you're backslidden out there and you're just been doing whatever you're doing, you're like the prodigal son or prodigal daughter thinking you got all this time. You know, if you're caught up in all this religion, thinking God's winking at all that stuff while you're not leading anybody to the voice of God and you're building your own kingdom, you better get it straight.
Mm.
Because once this dispensation of grace is over, it's over.
Right.
You know, it's over. And once the full number of the Gentiles comes in and it looks like, oh my goodness, I think there'll be a rapid harvest. I think it's going to be a rapid, you know, harvest. It could happen based on what God is things that are in the earth today. Or two things, a rapid harvest for darkness and a rapid harvest for light.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, understanding that full number comes in and instantly Israel sees and then it's over. Huh. It's over and we're all talking about it. In heaven, as a new heaven and a new earth descends and all these wonderful things, we're able to go, I'm so glad I was faithful that I didn't live for myself in that thing called a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
I live for God. I gave him everything. I took nothing off the court. I lived my life for him and the advancement of his kingdom. I went out like he told me, and I went and preached the kingdom to all. And for those that believed, I baptized them and discipled them and related to them and encouraged them to the same thing that I did. Today's the day. We're getting close. If you not have you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today is your day. Wait not one more moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.